Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, we're going to talk about five ways to increase your website traffic this month. Tim and I have talked a lot about how to increase website traffic overall and in general. And typically, it's an organic, long play that we recommend. And it takes, you know, anywhere from a year to 18 months, a year and a half, to get really good, consistent, organic traffic coming into your website. But we wanted to give you some tips and tricks that you could use to get traffic in the next 30 days. So here's five things that we think we can help you with. First and foremost, number one is freebies. Create something extraordinary, ideally free, that will draw attention to your website and bring traffic in. So an example of what we did several years ago with Aspen Grove Studios when we launched our business, obviously we're a big Divi company. You know, Tim and I are Divi product creators. We created the Demo Zone, which was actually a multi-site that we built several amazing, you know, websites and layouts that was built with the Divi theme. And we wrote some custom plugins to allow multiple people on the same page at the same time. We locked down the database so they couldn't change things and screw up the designs and stuff. But they could go on the back end and see exactly how it was built, because we kept getting the same questions over and over and over again in the Facebook groups that Tim and I were, you know, administrating and, you know, highly involved in, and, you know, which were, hey, how are they doing this effect? Hey, how are they doing this? So we created the Demo Zone. It was 100% free, and it basically allowed people to come and learn Divi. And to this day, it is still a high converting lead magnet and draws a lot of traffic to our website. That's one example. Several people have, you know, we also have a child theme creator that's free. Tim has some amazing guides on everything you need to know about child themes, from video walkthroughs to tutorials and stuff. So that's totally free. Create that type of content, put it out there, and then get your, you know, your friends and network to share this stuff. And if it gets picked up somewhere, you're going to get a lot of traffic, and you can do that in 30 days. What's number two?
Yeah, absolutely. The next one on the list is paid ads. Now, sometimes you have to spend money to make money. And so paid ads can be a great way to get traffic to your website pretty much immediately. However, one thing worth noting is if you've never ran ads before, it can be challenging to kind of get your ads dialed in and figure out your audiences and stuff like that. And so, you know, I would say if you're brand new to paid ads, like, there's a minimum of like a 30-day learning curve. You'll pretty much get traffic right away. However, it might not be traffic that converts. And so I do want to kind of say that, you know, major caveat is it can take time to actually have it be effective. But if you're willing to put some money out there, Facebook ads or Google ads or both can be a great way to get traffic to your website. And so, yeah, it's, you know, you might be thinking, well, we only want free ways to get traffic, but sometimes you got to spend some money.
And number three is another paid way, potentially not paid, although I don't know many highly successful WordPress websites that are going to allow you to come and promote your website on their website without some type of number three sponsored posts. Some of the higher trafficked websites in the WordPress world sometimes allow you to sponsor posts on their site where you pay a fee and they allow you to put your blog post, and then direct traffic over to your website for whatever reason, to get your freebie or whatever it is. But again, that's another way that you can get some traffic immediately, but it's going to cost money.
Yeah, definitely. And then the next thing on the list here that can get you traffic in the next 30 days and even potentially on a consistent basis if you do it right, is Facebook groups. Now, I'm not suggesting by any means to go into a bunch of Facebook groups that are in your niche and just start spamming your services or your products or whatever. But what you can do, if it's permitted by the group admins, is create something really great. Some sort of tutorial, something of high value. It could be a freebie. It can just be a blog post, but something that is, extraordinary. It's something better than what people are used to seeing out there. Link to it in the Facebook groups. Again, you don't want to do anything that's against the rules. And you also don't want to just go into a Facebook group and be brand new to it and all of a sudden just start posting your stuff, even if it is completely free tutorial, training, whatever. You want to kind of get familiar with the group and how the group dynamics work, and also offer help and answer people's questions and stuff and kind of give back to the group before you post something, even if you are posting something that is completely free. So that's something that can work really well, depending on the niche and so forth. Facebook groups can be awesome, but you have to do it right. Cannot stress that enough.
And last on our list, but definitely not least, is to use some type of social platform like Reddit. Where, if you're familiar with Reddit is a forum type kind of platform that covers, I think it covers every topic on the planet. There's a subreddit group in there that covers it. So, for example, Divi, let's just stick with Divi. There is a Divi Reddit group, and one thing that we did a couple of years ago for a client of mine that worked really, really well, we launched their new website, brand new. Nobody even in the world knew who this company was. It was called FlipTales. And I had a creator who created flipbooks. He had taken the top 200 names in the IRS database and created flipbooks for those 200 names, male and female, boys and girls. And, David turned into a peregrine falcon, for example, and it was just a thumb flip-through book. Well, we launched the website about 30 days before Christmas, and he wanted to get a bunch of sales for his new product. And one of our strategies was to go out, and if we could get to page one on Reddit, we knew that it would go viral and we would get a ton of traffic to our website. So what we did was we created a very unique, creative video showing off the flipbooks. We posted it to Reddit. And the trick with Reddit is if you get enough upvotes, you're going to get to page one. And if you get to page one on Reddit, you're going to have an insane amount of traffic. I think we got 1 million visitors in that first 24 hours or something. It was incredible to see how much traffic and how many sales he actually made. But it was just a plan that we put together. We knew that if we could get to, page one of Reddit, that it was going to go viral and stuff. And it's the same with some of these other, platforms like TikTok or Snapchat or any of those other ones. If you can do something or YouTube, YouTube's a little bit different in that, it's kind of works like it's the second largest search engine in the world. So you've got to get indexed and there's just so many factors. Whereas like a Reddit or something like that, there's people with these topics, you're going to get instantly. And if people start upvoting, it's going, use some type of platform like that, and it could be huge. I hope that made sense, Tim. And, just get creative and get some website traffic to your site. Tomorrow we've got another great topic for you. Tim, anything else? Want to close us out?
I think that is it for this topic. If you're new to WP the Podcast, we're happy that you are here. Hit subscribe, leave us a review, preferably 5 stars. Feel free to recommend some topic ideas of things you'd like to learn. This is episode 636, so obviously we've covered a lot of different things. And feel free to go in and search our website or whatnot for different things, because we might already have a topic on it.
Awesome. Well, Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.